What did Bob say about being in the business world and having to be honest 100% of the time? Sometimes it comes up where the system is set up so that even if you want to be honest, you can't, just because of the choices that you have. Because the way it's set up, you can't give an honest answer to a direct question or a situation. So what do you do then?
If you are in business, naturally you have to be faithful to your vocation and carry out whatever the traits of business are. You see.
Mm-hmm. So even if that means telling a white lie or something like that.
Yeah, of course. That is honesty of a businessman. Be honest. Because this reminds me, there were quite a few business people around Baba. And Baba never gave any injunctions or anything, but see that you don't, you are not a cause of harming somebody individually or like that, you see.
Right.
There's a very good episode, you see. What had happened on this subject about honesty and all that comes to my mind now. There was a crowd of people over here. It was this hall, Mandali Hall here. And one of the old-timers who used to come every now and again, you know, was there. He was a lawyer, you know, pleader. So Baba, after exchanging some pleasantries in the morning when they came and all that, inquired after the health and how you are and what happened and how are you all and all that. So Baba picked on this man who was a lawyer and says, "Well, how is your profession?" So he stands up and says, "It's very paying." Then very humbly says, "But I have been getting a lot of thoughts, Baba, nowadays, because you harp on honesty and we should be truthful and all that. And you know my vocation is such that is diametrically opposite to being honest and truthful." Of course, with due deference to Jack Small, who is a lawyer, I'm not saying it. So Baba says, What? So what are you trying to tell me?" Says Baba, "I think it is best for me to relinquish my vocation. I would like to go in for something else." Says, "Why? Why should you do that?" "Well, because every day, every time, whenever I take a brief, I have to just indulge in untruthful statements and being very sly, I have to do this and do that, and I don't feel that there is honesty and truthfulness in my vocation at all." So Baba says, "What do you mean by honesty and being truthful? Aren't you truthful to your vocation?" He says, "Real honesty lies when you take a brief of somebody is to defend your client to the hilt. And in the course of doing that, whatever you do it is your responsibility to defend him to the hilt. And that will be honesty if you do it. And in order to defend him, you have to do many things, contrive many means for it. And if you don't do it, you are dishonest, because your vocation tells you to do that. You have taken a brief, you want to defend him, and you have to. You follow." That's what he said. So from that, the basis you all can judge for yourself. Yeah. If you are indulged in business and you want to be a businessman, then be honest to your being a businessman. If you are a lover of the Lord and exclusively devote yourself to devotion and love and pure and sincere honesty, then honesty demands that you leave everything and be in constant remembrance of the Lord. That is honesty for that vocation that you take. This vocation, honesty is that you be in the business and do your business. And in business, remember, there is always one loses and one gains. There's loss and gain all the time. If you have struck a good business and you feel that you have, that means you have gained something. But that gain is a loss for the other. That's business.
Well, can't you both win? You have a win-win situation. Both.
No, but one wins a little more than the other.
One wins a little more. Yeah. Than
that is what I mean, that gain. Oh, okay. Otherwise, there's no business, you see. Yeah. Our concept of honesty, purity, truthfulness, and all these are all relative, brother.
Yeah.
So that's how it is.